Hey, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? So, man, oh man, oh man, the art of 2019. It's like as I sit here and I'm getting ready to board a plane, all I can think to myself is, my gosh, it has been an entire year of me doing the damn thing, trying so many things, fighting for what I believe to be possible, being willing to look inside of myself and say, gosh, can I really do this? And I got to tell you, it's like, I think what I'd like to do is walk you through my top three lessons. Hey, Kim, how you doing? Can I have a quick heart, a quick hello? How you doing? All right, so my goal for this is to walk you through my lessons of 2019. I'm about to board a plane. I'm at the Charlotte airport, and I'm headed back to the West Coast. Am I Charlotte or Raleigh? I don't know. But I'm headed back to the West Coast, and I spent the last 2 to 3 weeks just sitting inside of my thoughts, my heads, memories, friends, family, tough moments, tough conversations, decisions, things that I had to share with people and get stuff off my chest that wasn't really good for them, but it was good for me. It was important. So, hey, how you doing, Carmen? How you doing, Latoya? Glenda, hi. Hey, give me a quick heart. Give me a quick hello, high five. So the goal of this is I'm going to walk you through my errors of 2019, the things that I'm taking away with me after sitting and building fires for the last couple of weeks and hiding out here in the state as I plan for my 2020 and get to the next level. What's real is that there's a couple of things that I want to walk you through. So number one thing I'm changing for 2020, sometimes in business, we think that we need to have a lot of offers, and we have a lot of offers, and then we're like, oh, but I want to serve and help everybody. So I'm offering this, and then I'm offering a little bit of that, and then I'm offering this program, this product, in this way and that way. And what I've aha'd for myself is that not only is that a bad decision, but it's very distractive. And I realize that the more things that we put out into the market, the more we get distracted from what we do best. And even though we're going really wide, it's like my statement to you is it's best to have one core badass offer that you can put out into the market and feel really, really good about, instead of having 2 to 3 offers that are really good, but that always put you in different positions, like put you in different frames of mind. It's like, I think sometimes, you know, I look at our community and we have such a diverse community that in business, I tend to offer different things to make sure that we take care of the world. And for me, it's like, I don't think that I did it maliciously, but my understanding is that, man, if I continue to do that, we're going to miss out on serving the people who we serve best by having too many offers. So let me tell you what the winning strategy is for 2020. So Irma, Marvis, if you're there, give me a high five. Give me a what's up? What you doing? Welcome, welcome to 2020. Oh, oh, welcome to 2020. Oh, okay. So having one core offer, having one solid offer. It's like, I know for a fact that there's two things. One, you have to have one core, very strong offer that starts at a price point of over $1,000. So let me just take time. It doesn't mean that you're selling it at one time for $1,000, but I don't want you to make 25 moves in your world and have 10 sales calls and get 10 yeses and you're still not able to break $10,000 or $5,000 or $7,000 or a dollar amount that allows you to justify why you're doing what you're doing, because nothing is more frustrating than working all the time.
It is important that you keep
Let's see what they have to say.
Baggage and carry on items.
Oh, they're like, Tiffany, don't smuggle in any alcohol or anything else like that. I got you. I'm done drinking. Thank you. So what I don't want you to do is I don't want you to get distracted. A lot of times it's easy for us to, I'm in an airport. So if you're listening and hanging out with me in this airport, as I've gone through security and all types of things, and now they're talking on the air, let's see, they'll be done in a second. Thank you. You're welcome. So I allowed myself to get distracted in certain sectors. There are 4 quadrants of your game that you've got to be on top of. Your physical game. If you are huffing and puffing going up the stairs, if you don't have the stamina to stay up past 10 o'clock, if you find out that some days you're just so tired you can't think straight, if you find that after 2 o'clock your energy gets really, really low, it's like, man, I negotiated so often with my energy. I negotiated with my health. I negotiated with my physical game. My second was, it was like, I wasn't putting enough things in my body. Like, I wasn't drinking enough water. There were days where I would compromise how much water I got. So it's like, I decided for 2020, I have to have a trainer in place. Like, I do a lot of great things on my own, but if my physical game, my body is 911, I have to let an expert be in front of that space. I need to have an expert be in front of that space because I want to push my body harder. I want to get to be stronger. I want to deliver more. I want to do more. I want to be more. Second, it's focus. So I decided to come to North Carolina because I realized that I needed to change my environment in order to make the hard decisions so that I was a neutral ground to move forward. And what that meant is that I needed to put myself in neutral ground. Like, think about neutral ground and ask yourself, what do I want for 2020? What do I want for this year? I said to myself last year, am I trying to build a multi-million dollar company or am I building a billion dollar company? And in about December 1st of this year, I was like, you know what? I'm not after another X millions. Yes, I could get to 8 figures. Yes, I could get to 9 figures. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. But I'm like, how the hell do I get to $1 billion? That was a question I asked myself. I mildly entertained that question in the middle of 2019, but I don't think I really pursued it. I don't think I really entertained it. I don't think I really let it sift inside. It was like, no, let's just add another million, or let's just get to this next level. But the more I sat inside of my own strength, my own what I'm capable of, my own results, how we do the damn thing, I'm like, why aren't you thinking bigger, Tiffany Larkin? Why are you settling here? And it's like, why would I think of a billion? Simply because I can. I'm able-bodied. I have been given the opportunity to dream. There are people who have died before me to allow me to be where I am today, to run hard, to have the strength that I have, the mind that I have, the experience and the story that I have. And it's like, I have no choice. I have no choice but to allow myself to be I have no choice but to allow myself to be at 100%, whatever 100% is to me. And I said to myself, why am I always thinking in terms of millions? Has anyone ever thought that? Think about what I'm saying. Ask yourself, have you ever looked at yourself and said, what am I worth? What is my knowledge worth? What am I capable of doing? Every time I walk into a certain arena, I see an entire sea of amazing people, and I'm like, I think we're all just thinking too small. Our brains have so much power and they're capable of so much, and I'm like, why am I thinking with an M? I should be thinking with a B. I made a decision to step into 2020, and I'm like, my mindset is I'm no longer focused on millions. I'm focused on a B. I'm putting a B. I'm replacing the M with a B. If you hear me right now, if you hear me, I'm gonna ask you to put a B in the chat. Literally, I'm just gonna ask you to stay with me and put a B in the chat, a B, so that I know you hear me. Because I'm like, man, what will it cost me if I think so small? You know, the reality is that it's gonna take the same amount of time, energy, and effort for me to get to figure out even what it. Now, the truth is that I don't know what it's like to be at $1 billion. I have never built a $1 billion company. I've never consulted a $1 billion company. I've had a shot at consulting a $1 billion company. I have. I've had a shot at consulting a $1 billion company. And that, I tasted that. And it was like they were doing $1.9 billion. And they're still a prospect today. And all I say to myself every day is, why am I not chasing bigger? Why am I not having that bigger conversation? Why am I always focused on M's? Why not focus on B's? My statement to you today is, damn it, don't you let 2020 get a hold of you and think small. I don't care what it is you set for your goals. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Whatever goal you've set for yourself, I want you to know that you're worth more. And damn it, I want you to know that you can do more. You know, I moved to North Carolina. It's bittersweet for me to be here in this state. And that's why I came back here to dream, because this is where I built a 7-figure business. This is where I walked around as a black woman and learned that I was black, learned that I was woman, and learned that I was not part of the conversation and I was not wanted. I was not entertained in business. I came here with a couple of boxes and we rented our house off of the internet. I didn't have a business when I walked in here. I had an idea and I had a dream in 2010. You know, between March 1st when we started and November 17th when I gave birth to Kayla, and I had a surprise pregnancy. So I found out after I moved and left everybody in Florida that I was going to have a baby that I was not thrilled about having at that time. I was not. I was far from thrilled. I was like devastated. I was like, are you kidding me? I can't get pregnant right now. I cannot have a baby. I already have two kids. I just signed a contract saying I'm going to produce hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. I can't do that. But there I am, pregnant till forever. I'm in this state where nobody's interested in seeing a black woman. And the truth is that there's only one thing that I did. I went to an event and I spent time with people who are making millions of dollars. I came back from that experience, and between March 1st and November 17th, when Kayla was born, I hit $1.3 million for the first time from zero. And it's like, you know, I don't say that you can just go from zero to $1 million. And I don't want to paint the picture that that's what I believe every person should do. But until that moment, until I allowed myself to entertain that a million was possible, I had been making hundreds and hundreds of thousands. That's it. What's here is possible if you allow it to sit here and own yourself the value and say, I can do it because I am me. I am me. Like, I had to look at myself because there was no one behind me. I didn't have a husband behind me. I didn't have a friend helping me. I didn't have a parent. It was me looking in the mirror and going, I can do it. I hit $1 million. The next year, I hit $1 million again. The year after that, I hit more than $1 million. I did a couple million dollars. It's like, I want to share with you, not only is it possible, but I was still a black woman in a racist state, in a place, yes, for sure. I was still in a place where people were not sure because I had big earrings and bright red lipstick. No one really entered. I mean, not nobody, but it was tough for me to break into conversations. And I had to own the value for the next person to own a value. So it's like, as I said to myself before, am I still thinking in terms of million as I did a decade ago? So a decade ago, I hit my first $1 million in business in 1 year. Now, I want you to be clear. I don't believe in any capacity I'm going to hit $1 billion in a year. That is not it at all. But it doesn't change the fact that even though I don't know how to get there, I'm going to fight for that. I'm going to fight for that next level of me. I'm going to fight for that next level of possibility. I'm going to fight for that next level of legacy. I'm going to fight for that next level. And I really want you to do the same. I'd love to hear right now, Shelly, hi. Monique, hi. Allison, hi. Latoya, hi. Okay. So I'm going to ask you really quickly, as you think about what's your goal, like, what is your goal for this year? Do you have a revenue goal? Can you just tell me yes or no? I want to know really quickly in the chat. Hi. Do you have a revenue goal? Because just yesterday, as I looked at, hey, Patty, how you doing? Mwah. Hi. Hey, Tracy, how you doing? All right, so just, you don't have a revenue goal. I can't wait to meet you, too. Okay, Shelly, you have a revenue goal. Awesome, perfect. Let me ask you this. Latoya, you don't have a revenue goal. Everyone needs to stop what you're doing right now. I want you to look around whatever room you're in, and I want you to ask yourself, what am I fighting for in 2020? What am I fighting for? What am I fighting for? I just said, so my goal, one of my goals is to do this year, is to do all the revenue that we did in the year of 2019 to produce that in a quarter. That is one of my goals. That is one of my personal goals. And I know that that's the first step of me getting to the next level. I know that that's the next step of me taking my business, my company, my brand, my thoughts, my dreams to the next level. Because I still don't know how you get to $1 billion. Like, I don't even have a clue. But I'm like, why the hell am I going to think small? Why am I going to believe that it's impossible for me to do it? I'm not going to believe it's impossible for me to do it. So I don't want you to believe it's impossible to do it. If I can go from zero, if I can leave and go to North Carolina as a black woman and generate $1 million in a year, trust me when I say that you can run circles around me. Some of you have amazing services and business and products that you do. And it's like, I don't want you to just shoot for $5,000. I don't want you to shoot for, you know, $45,000. I want you to believe the impossible. I want you to step into the impossible because you're great. As scared as I am, I got to tell you, when I thought to myself, and listen, I want to know what it is. I'm telling you, when I thought to myself yesterday, last night, I was like, I've barely like gone to sleep. Because I, as you can see, like, I've barely gone to sleep. I've been hanging out all day. I had people at the house and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so crazy. Tiffany, what are you going to fight for? And last night at midnight, I was like, shit, I'm going to do it. $1 billion. And I've been thinking about it. And I'm like, I need to move all of my company and all of my efforts into building a bigger business. I need to stop thinking small, and I'm going to do it. And I want you to come with me, even though I don't even know the way, but trust and believe. Like, trust and believe. So let me say this really quickly. Who is coming to the Do the Damn Thing World Tour? Because I'm going to show you how to get to their first million for sure. Hey, how you doing? Is there anybody who needs to come to the Do the Damn Thing World Tour who has not come, who has not gotten their ticket yet? Because I'm actually giving away tickets. Can I say that out loud? Oh, I don't know if we put it out in the email yet, but I am. I'm giving out a handful, yes. Giving out a handful of special things. So is there someone out there right now who's like, hey, I absolutely need to figure this out. Yay, Kim, I know you're coming. I don't know how to comment in this. Here, I'm going to put my calendar. I'm actually going to put my calendar. Can someone write this for me? www.speaktotiffany.com. speaktotiffany.com. I know this is crazy, but I can't seem to figure out how to do this on this device. But if you can just put that in the chat, if someone, literally, I'm not kidding, I land tomorrow morning, and if you're like, I need to figure out, I need help in getting there, please, www.speaktotiffany.com. Okay. And let us help you figure that out in the next 24 hours, because I promise you it's going to be pretty sweet. So if you haven't figured it out, it's not on your radar, trust me when I say you don't not want to be there. It is going to be the greatest event that I've ever produced. It is my birthday, and I want you to spend, I'm selfishly want you to come and help me blow out candles. And then more importantly, if you have a friend and you're like, I know that I got a friend who needs to come, or I know another business owner, or I didn't give anyone a Kwanzaa, Christmas, Hanukkah gift, please book the time. I'm telling you, you won't regret it. So there's two reasons why you want to go. One, you're like, I don't have a revenue goal for 2020. I don't know how to get there, but damn it, I can't have another 2019. Or you're like, I flipping got to figure out how to come to this Do the Damn Thing World Tour in February, and I need help. Trust me when I say we have a lot of resources and partners, and we can help you make it happen and figure it out. All right, so number two quadrant. So you have your physical game, you have your goal game. The third is you can't have too many offers. So your offer has to be really strong. Everybody has to have like a sexy offer. What we call an irresistible offer. What I'll call a do the damn thing offer. It's a dynamite core one offer that says to the world, this is what I'm doing. Or number four is really important to me, because it's something that it's like, man, if you can just put it into perspective, G-O-G-O-G. You need to work on your core five people. My first 30 days is going to be me nailing my partnerships with five people who are going to help me build a bigger business. Five people who are playing at a really high level game. So before, in the past, I have focused on having five people who support me and encourage me, etc. And I do have that, and that's awesome. And I've done a great job manifesting that. Not manifesting, but nurturing that. Here are the two other pockets that I will not end in this next 3 days. So five people who are playing at a bigger revenue game that I can watch, be close to, have access to, and dive into. Okay, so that's one. They have a skill in a very specific area, but their skill is my business weakness. The other five, I'm frozen. You can't see me. Ah, I'm frozen. Ah, can you see me now?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is important that you keep a close watch on your baggage and carry.
Well, let's see if this finishes recording, because it looks great to me. So.
Do not accept articles from unknown persons to carry on.
The other five is team. So you need to start working on your team. It is not a good idea for you to... Okay, perfect, Phoenix. Fantastic. Perfect. It's unfrozen. Yay, 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 yay. Okay, perfect. So number four, you need a team. In 2019, I found myself trying to figure a lot of things out. And so I spent a lot of time working on areas that are below, not below my pay grade, but they're definitely not value. They're, what's the right word? Like, let me just say this. You literally 100% need to be focusing all your mind, energy, and effort on what you do best. And you have to find other people to do the other things. In the last 30 days, we brought on two contractors. I couldn't afford, but it's not a good business move for me to try to bring on a team member, any of the above. So it's like I needed to plug up two holes, and they're not permanent, but they're definitely good band-aids until I get to the next chapter. I spoke to someone this morning about coming to work on my team. I spoke to someone yesterday about coming to work on our team, and it's like I have to go and find the talent that I want to help me get to the next level, because the moments that I don't have that person hired, what's easy is that I just start doing it. I just start getting involved. I just start working outside of what I do best. And it's like, I can't, because I gotta focus on what I do best and do more of it. Because if I'm worth $500 an hour, and I'm worth, in our company, it's about $2,000 an hour for my time. Which is why I'm like, you should totally get to the event. Because for like a couple hundred dollars, I'm going to help you build your entire business and life map. And it's everything I've ever taught in a framework that I've never shared with anybody. But I've been working on it all year and mastering it and applying it to our own business to get to the next level. But it's almost like a board of directors. I am no longer interested in governing myself. Like, one of the questions I ask myself all the time now is, how do I remove myself? At what point can I stop being the CEO of this company? That's literally like the other question. I'm like, I know it's not this year, but I have to start thinking in those terms, because I hold my company back by being the CEO. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? I hold my company back by being the CEO because I'm actually the artist. I'm the story. I'm the teacher. It's tough for me to be the teacher and the CEO sometimes, because I have to make tough decisions. I've got to put myself in places where it's like, wait, what? And all I'm thinking of now is growth. And I can't be thinking about growth if I don't have people around me. I don't care how you do it, but what I'm telling you right now, like, either you, like, the faster you put yourself in a place where you're not doing all the work, but there has to be work for you to do, the faster you win. The last role you should be getting rid of is your sales role. The last road you should be getting rid of is yourself, your last, that road. I'm going to tell you this. So actually, this is number five. Okay. So number five, one of the big things that I'm changing is how we communicate with the world. Like, we have a podcast now, which is fantastic, which is great. But one of the other things that we have been lacking in a little bit is our consistency, especially in telling our story on social media, just general organic social media. So between social media and it's like, what's my next container? Blogs. So man, I stopped writing, but I write in so many other areas. I don't want you to think in terms of constantly creating content, but I do want you to think in terms of your voice, your story has to have an avenue where your customers or people who are listening to can go to every single week and hear your voice. Like, if there was one thing you were going to implement marketing wise in the next 30 days, you need a voice, you need a container for your voice. It is how I have generated $1 million all over again without paying for ads, without investing in great funnels, having fancy pages built. You need a container for your voice. There are different types of containers, and depending on your lifestyle, it'll determine. This year, this quarter, we're increasing the amount of containers and getting better at cleaning up some of the containers that we have, because we know people are finding our voice and they're finding our information and they're finding our content. Awesome. Now we just need to get them into the next step. Okay? So it's like, as you think about this, I want you to ask yourself, where does my voice live? If it lives on Facebook alone, that's not a good container, because Facebook is not searchable. In theory, Instagram's not searchable. LinkedIn is sort of searchable, but YouTube is stupidly searchable, right? So I want you to think in terms of my content, my story needs to be distributed in the form of a piece of content that sits in a container that's specific, so that people can keep coming back to the same place and dipping in, and they're hearing your story, they're consuming your story, and allows them to then take action. We really got very good at doing this probably the second half of last year with some new containers that were searchable. And I gotta tell you, the results from the little bit of effort, the little bit of investments we've made, I put a person who focuses on that, It has changed my business. And it has made me go, God, we really have to pay attention to these containers. And we got to pay attention to what's happening in the containers. And we have to do it consistently. Consistently. So, so tough. Some of the things that I'm doing over the next 30 days is, which I think I'm going to share. Would anybody be interested in sharing me sharing my daily kind of regimen? I'm going to be going through almost a boot camp the next 30 days as I take my game to the next level. And I'm going to be waking up at an ungodly hour, because not just to get more in, but so that I have more time to be centered and I can be focused and I can be clear on doing the damn thing. So it's like, I don't know what thing it is for you, but for me, that's my first thing. First, and I'm going to go back to celery juicing every day, because what I've noticed is that like these last 2 weeks I've been drinking. I haven't been celery, but every day I feel amazing. Everyone's like, Tiffany, how are you doing all of that? But I'm like, I don't know what it is, but I'll tell you this, I've been taking really good care of my body. Celery juice, lots of water, lots of movement, and I'm like, now I need to put it into a formula so that I can help more, even more people, because I've been taking an amazing care of my body the last 6 months, more than probably ever. But I'm going to take it up to the next level in the next 30 days. And I'm going to machine some of the things that I do. And when I see you in February on my birthday, as I walk into a brand new year of doing the damn thing, that I'm at another level. So let me just put this again. So is anybody interested? Phoenix, how you doing? So good to see you. Carmen, Kim, Monique, I love it. I'm thinking of sharing this every day for the next 30 days. And I think if I'm able to do that, then hopefully it'll help you. Because maybe I'll start a boot camp. Let me think about it on the plane. I might just start a boot camp in here that's like 30 days until I do the damn thing, world tour. I guess that would be it. Would you be interested in that if we did that? We just got our lives together. And I'll do it for myself, and then I'll share what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. I think that's what we're going to do. Something like that. I'll have the team come up with something by Monday. You got to have your mind. You have to have your heart. And you got to have your spirit ready to make money. You got to have it to make money. I don't know what the boot camp is, but the boot camp is coming. And the boot camp is going to come in the next couple of days. That's exactly what we're going to do. Because you got to get yourself together. And if you're willing to do the things with me, we can do them together. And if that means that we're all mother effing waking up at 6 in the morning and our asses are moving and dancing together, then shit, that's exactly what we're going to do. But the key is, you got to move every day. You got to put a couple of things in your body. And you got to take a couple of moments, not to meditate, but to remind yourself what you're grateful for. To be clear about how powerful you are. And then more importantly, to get ready to do the damn thing. So, Phoenix, let me ask really quickly, are you coming to the Do the Damn Thing World Tour? Are you coming to my birthday party? You were invited to my birthday party. Are you coming? You were invited to my birthday party. You come, Kim, Carmen, I know you're going to be the Monique. I'm so excited. Does anyone else other than Allison have a friend that they're like, I really want my friend to come? Please head to www.speaktotiffany.com. In the next couple of days, you're going to talk to one of us, and I promise you, we're going to help you figure it out. Or we're going to help you figure out your revenue goal. If you're a client or if you're a mastery member, we need a revenue goal. Your revenue goal is 911. And I just told you what I'm vying for, not this year. But that's my new. And as I think about it, I go, you're a February too? You're a February baby too? Yay, that's so exciting. So that means you should totally come. Your Valentine's Day, I'm so jealous of you. Like, I am so jealous of you. I'm on the 8th. So Phoenix, are you going to come to my birthday party? If we can help you make it happen, are you going to come? You're going to come hang out with us? So I'm going to extend an offer, right? Yeah, I'm totally going to extend an offer for sure. So Phoenix is like, no. She's like, I don't know who the hell you are. So with that, I'm going to say this is way longer than I planned for it to be. Has this been good? Has it served you? Did you book the time? Can you head to www.speaktotiffany.com? And one of your babies is on the 8th. Monique, I love it. We're meant to be connected together forever. I flipping love it. So excited. Okay. So www.speaktotiffany.com. If you did not get all 5 of these, I encourage you to go back, watch it again, write it down, because this is exactly what I'll be spending the next 24, 48 hours in. It is me alone flying back. Oh, no, that's not true. I have my baby. Hold on. Everyone that wants to see my baby, let's see if we can get her to come. Hold on. Maya. We're going to see if we can get my baby to come. this is my baby who's coming back. Maya, they look like you don't look excited. Come on, let's try it again. Show your I'm excited face.
I'm excited.
So Maya's going to be at the Do the Damn Thing World Tour, right, Maya?
Yep.
Because we're skipping school.
Sometime.
We're skipping school a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's my birthday. And we're going to have a lot of fun on my birthday.
Uh-huh.
And I'm your favorite person.
Uh-huh.
So you kind of have to be there.
Yeah.
Am I still your favorite person? You look like you're not sure.
No, you are.
I'm not BTS and I don't dance like them.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, but my daughter is coming. She's the only one coming back with me to Los Angeles because she's now working at our company.
And I'm her favorite.
She might. For today, she's my favorite. I'm putting it on camera. But my daughter is actually now working for our company. She's going to be working for the next couple of weeks, which is so exciting. And she's really excited about it. So she's got to go to work. And it was like, Mom's got to go to work. We can't hang out with the other kids here in North Carolina. We got to go to work. We got work to do. That's it. We got work to do. We got what? Kayla, what? I mean, Kayla, Maya, what did you say? What did you say to me this morning?
What?
Maya came in the kitchen and Maya's like, we gotta go because we gotta go make that bread.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I know that's right. Maya was like, we gotta go, everybody in North Carolina. We gotta go
get this bread.
We gotta go get this bread. I was like, I know that's right. I was like, who raised you? And I was like, oh my God, it was me. And then I had a little bit of excitement. I know. This is horrible. This is awkward mom stuff. But if you don't do it for your babies, who you doing it for?
Right.
If you don't do it for... My daughter's a fool. So she's going to work. And, yep, she's going to work. But the reality, the bottom line is that... listen, you not making the next level happen is not optional. Me forcing my daughter to get on a plane early with me is 100% about me teaching her to do the damn thing. She's going to watch me grind, hustle, focus, discipline myself, challenge myself, wake up early with no one else there while everyone else is having fun in North Carolina. For the next week, I'm gonna be working and my pumpkin gonna be working. We gonna be making that shmoney. Is that what we say? Is that what the young ones say? Mm-hmm. See, I'm young. Ha 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 ha. So Maya's like, is that shmoney?
It's whatever you want.
Okay. Okay, so here's the bottom line. Bottom line is, if you haven't gotten to the Do the Damn, if you don't have a ticket to the Do the Damn Thing World Tour, I'm going to say, please make sure you connect with us, okay? Or allow us to stalk you. And as simple as this, I absolutely adore you. I cannot wait to watch you win. And if there's someone out there...
Love.
The boss is always right. Isn't she hilarious? Don't make the mistake that I made. Don't make excuses as to in the future, next year, next month. Don't say, oh, it's not the right time. I did that for eight years, and I could have made way, I could have gotten to $1 million a whole lot faster if I had just stopped letting the relationships, husbands, drama, family, bullshit just get in the way. I want you to come celebrate my birthday with me because I'm selfish and I love you and I want us to be together. But I also want you to build a life where you that you absolutely love. So I'm making a very specific offer to book time literally to connect with me while I'm sitting in my office for the next few days before my whole team doesn't come back until Monday, and where I can help you. I can help you. That's it. So guess what? I love you. And I hope you have an amazing night. This is our very first Facebook Live for 2020. And I'm so excited Ladies about this year. I'm so flipping excited. And I cannot wait. I cannot wait. And I know my hair needs a brush. And I probably need some makeup. And my nails are probably at their end. But in this moment, this is probably my favorite visual. I'm looking at the camera and all I'm thinking about is this day will never happen again. This is the first day of the new decade, of a whole new decade of us doing the damn thing. And gosh. Gosh, I can't wait to see it again. So if you're watching this live, make sure you book the time. If you want to be added, let me also say this. So on January, I think it's 9th, we're doing a very long training. I'm going to be helping everyone build their game plan. And If you want to have the workbook that's going to come with it, you have to register for it. If not, it's completely free. But if you're watching this live, please make sure that you put that date down and you plug in the word workbook if you want to make sure that you get registered and don't miss it. If you're watching this on replay and want it on replay, you weren't here with us live, please put the word hashtag replay. Yes, so hashtag workbook or hashtag replay. I love you. Have an amazing night. Ooh, it's gonna be a kick-ass year, and I can't wait to see you do the fucking damn thing. I love you, and I mean that. Bye.